We want to welcome you this Sunday afternoon here to the living room where Brother Freedom comes to join us every week. I just want to praise the Lord for his wonderful goodness. My name is Brother Clint, and I'm Brother Freedom's assistant. Father, we just thank you. We praise you. We glorify you. Lord, you're so mighty, so real, so beyond our understanding. And we just thank you for coming down and coming and touching us and coming into the hearts of the listeners through the medium of the internet. We just give you praise and honor and glory for what you're going to do today. In Jesus' name, amen.
Father, we just praise you. We thank you for this day. We thank you for your goodness. I thank you for all your many blessings. For I say, the wages of sin is death. That is still the same, and it remains the same yesterday, today, and forever. My people, I search for you. Look to me this day. Because I say, this earth is getting tired. I say there's things that are not the same because of the deteriorating of this land. And I say that deteriorating in my church is so deteriorated in this last few years, my church doesn't look the same. I say my saints that once adored me and loved me and called upon me and spoke to me in my spirit and talked to me, no longer do. They're doing their own meditations. Their own desires are being fulfilled. But I say I'm still the same. I do not change. My people change, but I remain the same yesterday, today, and forever. When I said in my word, lo, I'll be with you always, I will be with you always, my people. If you will surely seek me, I shall surely be there. For I said in this last days, you're going to need the input of my mighty hand upon thee daily, weekly, momently, because I say, without the unction of my words, the unction of my spirit upon you, thou shalt surely fail. But thou shalt take time to call upon me and let me come into thy life in a very powerful way, in a very satisfying way, in a very direct way, I shall bless thee. And I'll put a shield around thee. And I shall encourage thee. And no ill shall harm thee, nor plague come nigh thy dwelling. But I say, for those that do not, they shall need to take caution. And need to be careful. I say, the only true way is getting your advice from me, the Spirit of God. I'm here to help you. I'm here to satisfy you. I'm here to help you to live a life that I will have respect upon your life in such a way that I will use you and I'll bless thee. And I say, be hereafter, you will live with me forever. But I say for those that live very carelessly in this last hour will lose what they had once invested in me because they've left their first estate. They left the first love. And I with that, my people are very distant from me, their God. I wish for my people to not be distant. I wish for my people to return, get close to me, seek me. For it does my heart good when thou seekest me. When thou look to me, it gladdens my heart. But I say, when those I see, they wish not to hear from me, it saddens my heart. Because I wish that all of my children have a good day. But I say my children, I say, are many steps from me. And with that, their days are not always good. But I wish this on my people. I want my people to look good this life. I say the enemy has come in like a flood, and he's brought problems. But I will able to keep my people low. I will put a watch around thee, and I'll bless thee. I'll keep you in the times of trouble. If you'll surely seek me, you'll surely find me. You will ask, I will tell thee. Come to me, and I will no wise cast thee out, but I will uphold thee, and I'll bless thee. And I say, life disappointments may not have a promise in my life, but disappointments are not from the Lord thy God, your God. I wish my people to live prosper. I want my people to be, but I say the times are very short. It's not what it was a few years back because the time is growing down. This earth that thou lives in is getting very tired. Men has disturbed the heavenlies so drastically it's showing up upon the things of earth. And I say through all this, what they've done, it's shortened the days, and the day will not come unless it had my approval. But I say that time is coming when I say that my son, the son of God, is going to come down through glory, and we need to be ready. You need to be awakened. You need shaking yourself. You need to be looking for his coming, because his coming is very soon. You need to be prepared. You need to watch. Thou must have that longing, the desire that you love his appearance. You're waiting for that day. You're expecting, because I say that will be a day above all days when all the clouds are opened up and the Son of Man comes to the clouds of glory. And if thou art not there, it's going to be not a good day. But if you make that time when you meet your Savior in heaven, it's going to be a wonderful day. It'll be a day of wonders, a day without separations, a day of jubilee. It'll be a day of great blessings. But I say the enemy has come to kill, destroy, and steal. He's come upon this earth to bring shipwreck to many of my people, my loved ones, that I have called. And he's done a mighty work. And he's caused many to separate from my Holy Spirit. And I said, with that, without my Spirit, there's no leadership. There's no blessing. And I say, with the Spirit of God is alive and working in the hearts of my people, he is greater than what my people face. He is their salvation. He is their shelter. He is their protection. He is their healer. He is their friend. I say my coming is very soon, and you need to be ready. You need to shake yourself. You need to be wise. As serpents, harmless as doves. You need to walk in my counsel, walking in my leadership, walking, knowing that whatsoever happened that day, that you're going to be with me in the hereafter if something happens. People need to be prepared. My church needs to be prepared. They don't need these great committee meetings. They need the move of my Spirit daily. They need that unction from the Holy One within their heart. They need that praying through. Many in this day do not pray through. They don't know, understand what it means to pray through. But my people need to be prayed through till they reach heaven. And when they pray through, they reach heaven, nothing can disturb them because heaven is in their heart and it'll stay there. You need to keep this up, my people. Those of you that do this, you need to pray to seek my blessing upon the heart. Thou shalt look to me, thou will not be ashamed. But thou go another way, thou will be ashamed, because that day thou will be missing. When that great cup of sound is time, be ready. Be equipped. Be willing to serve your God, because I love thee, my people. Be as wise as serpents, harmless as doves. Come, my ones, come, and I will uphold thee, said the Spirit of God. You know, I really believe that God is moving in a very special way. I wish I had a better voice than I do, but God just happened to use what he's got. But you know, there's many people that's got a lot to give the Lord. But they're out there this day, I believe, doing their own, what they wish for. The Lord's coming back. And I believe he's coming for a people that's, their minds are made up. Lord, I love you. I serve you. I wish to be what you want me to be. I seek thee. The Bible says we will surely find him. God's here to hear. It says greater is he that's within us than he that's in the world. We know out here around us is not good things. But God promises he'll never leave us. He'll never forsake us. His eye is over the righteous. His ears open the cry. He says, call on me and I'll answer thee and I'll show you great and mighty things you know not. And we just need to stay in where he that dwells in a secret place is like a shade. I'm the shade of the Almighty. God wants to shade us, I believe. And he'll keep us. And there's safety in the Lord. There's protection. It says we have that blessed hope. That hope. The world don't have this hope, but we have that hope in the Lord Jesus Christ because he's coming back through the shedding of his blood upon Calvary's cross. He made a way that we can live eternally. And it's going to be blessed. God's here to uplift us, uphold us. And out here through the world today, you're out there, even in China or wherever you're at, remember, God loves you in a mighty way, and he'll keep you. Where you are, he will meet your need. I believe God's going to pour out a double portion upon those seekers' faith. If you'll seek him, he'll surely be found in you, and he'll be favored, and God will bless you. And you're not going to be just blessed now, but I believe it's going to be not very long. You're going to be exodus out to another world. And that world, it says, I have not seen neither ear heard, neither has entered the heart of man, the things that are prepared for them that love God. But God hath revealed them by his Spirit. Yea, the Spirit searches day to deep things of God. God's here to restore us, to bless us, to make his face shine upon us. His glory shine upon his people. Jesus said, nevertheless, it's needful that he go away, for if he go not away, the comforter would not come. But God's here to uphold us. In my Father's house are many mansions. Were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go, I will go away and receive unto himself a peculiar people zealous of good works. God's given us eternal hope and a home in heaven that he's there waiting for us, that we'll have a place to live with him forever. It's a very special, attractive offer that God's given us. God wants to make his face shine upon us, to bless us. You know what I like about God, that the Lord just, he wants you to make yourself look good. There's been times in the last couple of years my life's been deteriorating this way. I guess the Lord had it that way because I was, I don't know, I was too much of myself, I guess. But now I don't have much. But I remember those years ago when I was going up quite a few times, the Lord says, why don't you do it this way? And you'll have a good day. And it worked out that way. God wants us to look good as much as we can. The problem is that we want to do it ourselves. God wants to lead us all this last hour, all the steps. In a song, all the way my Savior leads me. And that's what we need to follow. The song, but all the way my Savior, my Jesus, he wants to lead us in the promised land. He wants to lead us to heaven's land. And we can rejoice in him, and we can rejoice always in him. The Bible says, rejoice in the Lord always, and say, yet I say rejoice. We need to rejoice in the Lord. The joy of the Lord is my strength. He's my peace. He sufficiently will bless us. God bless you all. Pray that God will bless you. If you're living someplace throughout the world, wherever you are, if you're going through troubles, hardship, if you have a Bible, read it. Seek God. But I know that God will meet your need. Call us, we'll try to help you if you need help. But we're here to help you seek. But God's here to uplift you in a mighty way, make himself known to those who will seek him. And I believe that he might make it known to everybody at the sound of my voice this day that he loves you. He has an eternal home prepared for you, already ready. It's just taken for occupancy. It's a trip that you've never had, and you might not be, and life might have been a hardship all your life, but remember, hang on just a little longer, and you're going to have a life for trillions of years. It's going to be joyful, going to be peaceful. It's, Bible says, we can't even understand so good there. You're not going to have trouble breathing. You're not going to have trouble with your blood pressure. You're not going to have trouble with not having enough food. It's all going to be supplied properly, given that to you. God wants to bless you. And he wants to make you feel good. So hang on there a little longer. And God bless you. God bless you all. We love you. And bless you in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray for a mighty blessing upon your people. In Jesus' name, amen. Brother Clint, would you take over in prayer?
Father, we just give you praise. And we thank you, Lord, that about 30 countries, people are listening. Lord, bless them out there. In Jesus' name, amen.